Good evening. Ooh, definitely good to be up here. It's good to be in front of you this evening, and I always enjoy being able to come to speak, and appreciate the opportunity that's been given to me, and it's so good to be here. This evening's lesson, since we're embarking on a close of 2016, this year is almost came and gone. And we'll be starting year 2017. And as we do so, I want us to look ahead and look forward to bettering ourselves at being soul winners for Jesus. And that is the title tonight, Soul Winners for Jesus. And I want us to, in this lesson, we're going to look at what we need to do to be soul winners. And also, our goal should be heaven, and also how to get others to go with us. That is our hope. You know, a question we might ask ourselves is, how can I share the gospel with others? You know, how can I share the gospel with others? You know, we need to remember Jesus' last words before he left earth. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, the Bible reads, "And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned." You know, and he was talking to his disciples here. And we know that this hasn't changed. This speaks to us today. And this is the same as still for us today. We need to go and preach the gospel to all creation, to all the world. And that's what we are told to do. It's a command. You know, some may view the preacher as doing all the work, baptizing, teaching, and preaching. But you know, what we don't realize is that we all have a duty to bring others to Christ. We all have that duty. This evening, I wrote down a few things about, you know, what we can do. And here are a few things we can do. And each point will have, any member can, and that's how we'll start. The first point this evening is, any member can pray for souls in our circle of influence. Any member can pray for the souls in our circle of influence. You know, we might could say that we could write down a 10 most wanted list. Someone that influences us in our circle. Someone that influences us. You know, we always know who to go to. Those people that help encourage us. We need to pray for those. But we could write those people down and people to pray for in our circle. We never know how much prayer can help someone. You know, not only us, but help someone else. And, you know, I sometimes wonder if we have lost our ability to talk to someone about the gospel. I wonder that. You know, technology is something great. Technology is great to have, but I wonder if we use it for the right reasons at times. We can text or call people to check on them. But sometimes we are doing other things. In other words, we don't make it a priority. You know, we don't make it a priority to check on other people. But it should be. It should be a priority. We need to take our time out to check on people. My second point this evening is, any member can be a friend to others. Any member can be a friend to others. In Matthew 11 and verse 19, the Bible reads, "The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners, yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." You know, Jesus was made fun of for him being friends to everyone. You know, he was made fun of for being a friend to sinners. You know, sometimes we may be judged on the outside, but we need to look at each person as a soul. We need to look at each person as a soul. You know, our next thought might be, you know, how do we win this soul? How do we win this soul? Well, we need to keep in mind, Jesus was a friend to everyone. He was a friend to everyone. You know, I can't help but think of Luke chapter 15. And we can turn there. We're not going to be able to read. We're not going to be able to read the whole chapter, but we'll get the gist. Luke chapter 15, we'll look at verse 7 and verse 10. This is dealing with lost sheep. Luke chapter 15 and verse 7. I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. And then in verse 10, it's dealing with the lost coin. It says in verse 10, in the same way, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And we know that how the prodigal son ends up. He came back, you know, and the father opened him with open arms. He had open arms for him, and that's the way our God is. Our God opens his arms up to us. Even though we may not deserve it, he opens his arm up to us. But we shouldn't want anyone to be lost. We should not want anyone to be lost. We were lost once, but now we have come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now we need to share that with others. We need to share that with others. The next point is any member can develop interests. Any member can develop interests. You know, in this, how do you feel about God? How do you feel about Jesus Christ? You know, if we tell people what they need to hear, then they may respond. They may respond. What is our relationship to God? Well, people can know, people can tell if we have a love for God by our actions and by our words and by the way we live. They know that. They can see that. You know, we have to win a person's interest. We have to win their interest. And as we show our interest, we need to learn to be good listeners. We need to learn to be good listeners. We have to know that everyone has a background. Everyone has a background, and they may not like talking about their past. But it is necessary to let them know that their slate can be wiped clean through obedience of the gospel. And that is such a blessing to have. You know, when we were baptized, our slate was wiped clean. We came up out of the water, and we were a new person. You know, and another thing that we might think of is we need to look at the right fruit. And by that, I'm talking about people who want to hear the gospel. There are still people out there who want to hear the gospel. Those are the ones that we need to grab and hold on to. And maybe others will come around. Another point this evening we might look at is any member can introduce them to some of our fellow Christians. Any member can introduce them to some of our fellow Christians. You know, we can say it's wonderful for us to come together as a body and talk to one another and fellowship with one another. That's a blessing. But that can be an opportunity to reach out and let them know that there are others who care for them as well, as we invite them to come be around our brothers and sisters. That's just another opportunity that we have. You know, there are so many ways that we can reach out. You know, we just have to find something that works. You know, it's nice to make someone outside of Christ feel loved. And that's the way we need to have, that's the way we need to make them feel, is feel loved. Another point this evening. Any member can invite them to Bible class, worship, or other church activities. Any member can invite them to Bible class, worship, or other church activities. You know, we need to take advantage of the opportunities that we have. Not anything, excuse me, we could also set up Bible studies throughout the week. You know, we talk about, we did some door knocking when we were in preaching school. We did door knocking campaigns. Some people look at those as still kind of a negative thing, and in a way it kind of is, but it's still necessary that we go out and knock doors and invite. You know, let them know we're here. Let them know we are here. But we could set up Bible studies throughout the week. You know, all we can do is keep inviting, and they will know that you care about their soul. You know, we would love to be able to fill this building. We would love to be able to have this building full. You know, there's a lot of work for us to do. The worst thing we do, though, is we give up. We give up sometimes as we are inviting, or as we get flustered sometimes by thinking that we don't have the right things to say. And I believe that we lose that confidence. We have confidence as long as we read our Bibles and know that, you know, that as long as we are reading our Bibles, have that confidence in God. We need to have that confidence. In Acts chapter 13, let's turn there. Acts chapter 13, and we're going to look at verses 42 through 44. Acts chapter 13, verses 42 through 44. As Paul and Barnabas were going out, the people kept begging that these things might be spoken to them the next Sabbath. Verse 43, now when the meeting of the synagogue had broken up, many of the Jews and of the God-fearing proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, were urging them to continue in the grace of God. Verse 44, the next Sabbath, nearly the whole city assembled to hear the word of the Lord. And isn't that great? That's the way we need to feel. You know, they assembled to hear the word of the Lord. But like I said, you know, we need to have a good attitude. You know, we need to have a good attitude. We need to have the attitude and the willingness to go out and preach the word and teach the word. There are those who will hear the message, but there will also be those who won't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. But we can also pray that God will open that door someday. You know, there will be a door. Don't ever shut the door. Another point this evening is any member can share the gospel of Christ with them. Any member can share the gospel of Christ with them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13, the Bible says, "But having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak." You know, we need to tell others about the gospel. You know, we need to have to believe our faith. You know, we have to believe that our faith would determine our voice. And they can tell that by the way we speak to them. And that's where the confidence comes in. We need to be confident in what we know. And we need to be excited about the gospel. It is the good news, and we need to be excited about it. You know, we need to share our story of salvation. We have a story to tell, and there are those who need to hear that. There are those who need to hear that. Now, if you would, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And let's look at verses 1 through 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. You know, Christ died for our sins, and they need to know that. They need to know that Christ died for our sins, and that we stand fast to His Word. We hold to the truth. You know, all these things happen according to the Scriptures. You know, it's so easy to, we don't want them in a Bible study. If we have a Bible study, we don't want them thinking, this is what I think. We want to show them the Scriptures. Let the Scriptures speak for themselves. Another point that we might make this evening is any member can teach them and help them grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. Any member can teach them and help them grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, the Bible reads, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and to the end, to the day of eternity. Amen. So we can grow in the grace and knowledge, but we can only grow by prayer and studying our Bibles. You know, and there are other ways that we can grow, but we also need to do this with understanding. You know, so many times we can read through a passage and we may not understand it fully, but it may take several times to read over it. But sometimes it doesn't help, or it doesn't hurt to have another opinion to be able to discuss things. And maybe you will be able to get a better understanding. We need to remember Matthew chapter, in the next point, any member can help them reach out to others with the gospel of Christ. Any member can help them reach out to others with the gospel of Christ. Matthew chapter 28, and this is a very familiar passage, but we may never forget this. Let us not ever forget this. Matthew chapter 28, and let's look at verse 19. Says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And we'll read verse 19 here in just one, or verse 20 here in just a moment. But what we need to understand is disciples make disciples. Disciples make disciples. We all are in this together, you know. And there is a promise there in Matthew 28 and verse 20. And we can find confidence in this. Verse 20, the Bible reads, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And that's a promise. That's very comforting as we are striving to bring others to Christ. We know that we're not alone. He is with us. Like I said, we're not alone. We need to put our trust in His Word and be confident in our teaching. You know, another comforting passage, and we'll turn there, Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, and let's look at verses 5 and 6. Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6. The Bible reads, make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. So, verse 6, so that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? So we can find comfort that he will never forsake us. He will never forsake us. And we do have help. But we must see that, you know, like I said, we're never alone, and we need to. We can't find glory, or we can find peace in what, and you know, in having that help. We can find peace in having that help, and also we can't find glory in ourselves. We need to give the glory to God. You know, we need to give the glory to God. All we can do is plant seeds. That's the only thing that we can do is plant seeds. God uses us as a tool. And we are the workers. You know, as we strive to tell others about the gospel, you know, we need prayer. As we strive to do that, as we strive to tell others the good news. If you would, turn with me to Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. And let's look at verses 2 through 4. Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 4. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving, praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been imprisoned, that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak. That's something that where the confidence that we need to have. We can find confidence in God's Word. If we know, and I know that we know a lot of the things, we don't find confidence though. We need that confidence. You know, somebody had to speak to us before we became Christians. And somebody had to do it with boldness. Somebody had to speak to us with boldness as well. If you would, turn over to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, and let's look at verses 18 through 20. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. And pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth, to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. You know, there's the urgency to tell others about the good news. There's that urgency. You know, I wonder at times if we are excited about the gospel. And if so, how come our numbers are down in the brotherhood? How come our numbers are down in the brotherhood? And I don't know if I've mentioned it here, but I've mentioned it before. You know, our numbers in the brotherhood 20 or 30 years ago, churches of Christ were doubled what they are now. And they were doubled what they are now and have dwindled down a whole lot. There were many congregations. There are actually some congregations in Texas that were closing their doors. And they were once strong churches. Well, what we're missing out on is, I think we need to have that fire. We need to have a fire for Christ. You know, it seems like people want to be entertained these days. It just seems like they want to be entertained. You know, maybe our worship is dull, but we're doing it in spirit and in truth. We're doing it the right way. You know, I've always been told, you know, you get what you put into a worship. You know, if we should come away edified. And if we're not edified when we leave, then that becomes my fault. That becomes my fault. It's great to be able to worship together. It's great to be able to be part of a body that gets out of the community and tells others about Christ. We should look forward, as we come together, we should look forward to seeing each other. The gospel needs to be shared, and we must do our very best to bring more souls to the kingdom. And in this coming year, you know, 2016 is almost over, and we want to do better than we did this year for next year. And that's, we always want to better ourselves. And that's our goal. We want to bring souls to the kingdom of God. But we can't be afraid of rejection. We can't be afraid of rejection. It's just going to be, that's all part of it. We just have to move on and do our very best. And remember, when we present the gospel, that if we present it in the right way and they turn us down, they're not turning you down. They're turning the truth down. That is what they're doing. But we must know that our work is never done. We have a job to do, and it's each and every one of us' duty to go and teach, and we must do so. This evening, if you haven't become a child of God and would like to put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a child of God and are struggling in your life, and whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known or to stand and sing the invitation.